We are very honored now to have a very short speech by the Minister of Shipping of the United Kingdom. He could not be with us in person, but he did send us a televised message that we are very proud to share with you.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's great to be part of the 16th annual Capital Link Shipping and Maritime Services Forum. I wish I could be there in person, but I'm grateful to Capital Link for hosting me by video. As the new Maritime Minister, I want to spend a little time sharing my thoughts with you all. Today, we face a pivotal moment in the global shipping industry, with rapid technological advances, evolving regulations, and shifting geopolitics. The landscape is changing. But with these challenges come tremendous opportunities. London, one of the world's leading maritime hubs, has long been at the forefront in maritime law, insurance, and shipbroking. The UK, the historic leadership in shipping and maritime services still resonates across global waters. I'm eager to learn more about your business strategies and how they align with the government's key missions, such as driving the green transition, fostering economic growth, and positioning Britain as a clean energy powerhouse. A top priority for us all is the industry's journey towards decarbonisation. The International Maritime Organization's ambitious targets are a call to action for us to fight climate change together. The move to greener shipping isn't just a regulatory challenge, it's also a unique market opportunity. The UK remains fully committed to sustainability and decarbonisation. I'm also committed to supporting the people who make this sector thrive. We will work together to break down barriers, enhance skills, and ensure that careers in shipping are both rewarding and fulfilling. Safety and welfare are at the core of these careers. Every seafarer deserves a safe, positive work environment and the assurance of returning home to their families. Recent events in the Red Sea have underscored the importance of maritime security. I want to express my unwavering support for protecting our industry and acknowledging the courage of our seafarers who face these global security challenges. In closing, I'd like to thank Capital Link once again for bringing key leaders in maritime and finance and investment together. Your commitment to fostering dialogue and cooperation is crucial. I'm confident that today's discussion will lead to meaningful progress in our industry. Thank you.